Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Of Zebulun, the only landlocked territory, it was prophesied, quote, "Rejoice, Zebulun, in your going out, for they shall partake of the abundance of the seas." Deuteronomy 33, verses 18 and 19. Just 300 square miles, the small size is deceiving. Like Benjamin, who controlled the northern approach to Jerusalem, Zebulun's land was vital to the nation's existence. Joshua 19, verses 10 to 16. In the heart of the Jezreel Valley, it sat astride the Via Maris, the way of the sea, linking north-south travel from Damascus and all points in Asia to Egypt and North Africa. Jonah's Gath-Hepher was here. Of course, wherever men trade, they also fight, and Zebulun was what Napoleon called the cockpit of the world, the perfect battlefield. Jezreel, meaning God will sow, is also the place where someday God will reap the vintage of his wrath. Its other name? Armageddon. Some of the battles fought here. Sisera's conflict against Deborah and Barak, where they sang, quote, "Zebulun is a people who jeoparded their lives to the point of death on the heights of the battlefield." Judges 5:18. Gideon's 300 versus the Midianites. Saul and Jonathan's losing war against the Philistines. And Josiah's foolhardy attack on Pharaoh Necho. David also had from Zebulun, quote, 50,000 who went out to battle, expert in war, stout-hearted men who could keep ranks. 1 Chronicles 12:33. So where else would you send the Prince of Peace? But to Nazareth, quote, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned." Matthew 4, verses 14 to 16. Yes, Jesus grew up overlooking the sight of his final victory.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.